Where are you now? Well, we got this one already. The answer was at home.
Well, that's okay. At home.
If a young fella comes out and gets on a horse and he falls off and somebody makes fun of him, you say, well, you mustn't do that. He's never seen a horse before, so you can't make fun of him if he's never
ridden with a horse.
If somebody said, is it far from here to the road? What would you say?
Oh, not too far.
It's not too far, it's just a...
just short distance.
And if somebody said, would it be far to walk to Thomas? You'd say, yeah, it would be far to walk, because that's a...
a little distance, a little spell. Gosh, he used to do it in the early days. The one old boy told me he walked 40 miles out to Leedy.
My goodness.
Yeah, they just take out a girl.
Took
Dad,
him all
Dad
day
walked from Weatherford out first time he landed here.
Well, this land was slow to settle, wasn't it?
Hmm?
This land was pretty slow to settle.
Yeah. Yes, see, there wasn't no railroads. At one time, El Reno was the farthest railroad west.
Mm-hmm.
They had to freight everything from there out, and then finally got to Weatherford. That's where Dad came out, from Weatherford up here. And they used to, the farmers in through here used to have to go to Kingfisher and El Reno and all, haul their grain over and get their supplies.
Hmm.
Take about a week to go over there and back, leave their families here.
Hmm.
Freight. Ford the river.
Yeah. Dangerous, I imagine,
yeah,
too, crossing that darn river. How'd he happen to come out here?
Dad?
Uh-huh.
Well, his brother-in-law settled over here. And really, I don't know how they happened to come, but there was some of the other kin folks here when they come. And then after folks come, well, then granddads come to be with them. But I don't know how Dad's sister and brother-in-law happened to come here and settle to start with. They might have got to run out of Iowa because they were pretty tough characters.
Gee, this is nice country, though, if you get water.
Mm-hmm. If we get rains now, we can raise fairly good crops here. I like it here.
It's nice. I didn't realize, actually, what it was back in here. I've just seen it from the road.
Yeah.
Of course, there it's pretty dismal.
Yeah.
When you just race through.
There's some pretty good land in through here.
Do sand plums grow on trees?
Bushes.
That's lower, huh?
Mm-hmm.
If you have a bunch of sand plums and you want to put that land in cultivation, what do you do? What did you have to do?
You'd have to clear the brush.
And, oh, let's see, if you told me something that you didn't want out, you'd say, now this is just between
you and me.
Mm-hmm. And let's say we're going into Thomas to eat, and somebody says, if I said, who's going, you'd say,
you and I.
Mm-hmm. We have something together, just for us, and somebody says, who's this for? Is this for me too? You say, no, this is just for...
well, him and I, or...
Mm-hmm.